821, six-time major champion Phil Mickelson and 10 other golfers on the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Invitational Series have now filed, as of yesterday, an antitrust lawsuit to challenge their suspensions by the PGA Tour. This is, believe me, just the first of many legal actions that are going to happen here. And I think the PGA made a big mistake when they announced right away, I think too quickly, when the PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan announced in June that golfers playing in the controversial breakaway series were suspended and would no longer be eligible to participate in PGA Tour tournaments. But let's go to the sports guys. Sean Bellegian and, of course, Steve Courtney, our WJR official sports analyst, and get their take on what's happening here. Good morning to you, and welcome in, Steve.
All right, good morning, Dub. Sean, hello again, everyone. Yes, we've known for a while that professional golf is indeed fractured, and we also knew along the way that the dispute between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf would lead to litigation. As Paul alluded to, that day is here. Now, in addition to what you mentioned, Paul, three of these golfers are seeking a temporary restraining order from a federal judge that would allow them to compete in the upcoming FedEx Cup playoffs. The lawsuit, which indeed was filed in the U.S. District Court of Northern California, requested relief that would allow Taylor Gooch, Hudson Swafford, and Matt Jones to play in the three FedEx Cup playoff events. Here's the quote. The punishment that would accrue to these players from not being able to play in the FedEx Cup playoffs is substantial and irreparable. That from the attorneys representing these players. Now, last month, two player managers confirmed to ESPN that the U.S. Department of Justice has opened an investigation into the PGA Tour's handling of its players and whether it is engaged in anti-competitive behavior during its ongoing battle with LIV Golf. I do know this. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan released a memo in which he indicates the tour is going to dig in. The quote here, "We'll continue to defend the members who abide by the regulations written by and for the players. We have been preparing to protect our membership and contest this latest attempt to disrupt our tour, and you should be confident in the legal merits of our position." This is what Monahan wrote in the memo sent out to the tour players. Fundamentally, these suspended players, who are now Saudi Golf League employees, have walked away from the tour and now want back in. With the Saudi Golf League on hiatus, they're trying to use lawyers to force their way into competition alongside our members in good standing.
It depends on if the judge is a golfer or a believer in the PGA Tour, or a believer that no one should do business with Saudi Arabia. This thing is fraught with trouble. And the way I see it, Sean and Steve, I don't see how the PGA Tour wins or gains anything here. Because if the judge says, well, these guys have a good point, you're preventing them from making a living, and you now want to control all of golf, and you don't think anyone else should come in and have another league, we're looking at some issues and problems there. But if the judge finds for these golfers who are suing the PGA, now we've heard from the PGA Tour players who've said, oh, well, if they win and they show up, we all leave. What a mess!
Well, and this is the way it's been going for a while. Now, I don't know what you've heard about me, Paul, but I am not an antitrust lawyer.
No.
But I will say this.
I do believe you've gotten I'm just trying to remember. I do think you have gotten a hole-in-one before, but go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, that certainly doesn't entitle me to, you know, weigh fully in on this. But, you know, when you become a PGA Tour player, I don't know exactly what you're signing up for. Clearly, and we've heard the whispers of the LIV event for months, and then it came to reality. And we know that there was a handful that bolted. Was it a money grab? Of course it was, to the point after this last LIV event in New Jersey at Trump's place, there was a lot of conversation about just how empty it is, that they're not playing for anything. That, well, they are playing for something. They're playing for a boatload of cash. So, you know, how the courts are going to see this remains to be seen. At the end of the day, there's been some PGA Tour players who have said, look, eventually what's going to have to happen, we're going to have to get on common ground, the PGA Tour and these live events, and live harmoniously. Based on what Jay Monahan is saying and has said and probably will continue to say, I don't see that as a direct possibility. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I think he's gone out of his way to say that this isn't, you know, healthy competition. This is just pure, straight money grab, greed, etc. So I'm with you. I have no idea how they're going to find a common ground in some place that they can coexist. And the stark reality is I don't think either entity is going anywhere anytime soon.
You know, it's. I still am going to stand by what I originally said. I think the PGA Tour drew a line in the sand and a hard-nosed reaction that they can't live up to. And now these guys are bringing into court with their saying in their in the lawsuit saying that the plaintiffs have, quote, devoted the bulk of their professional careers to growing the PGA Tour. The complaint also states the tour has done nothing but, quote, repay them of late with suspensions, punishments, threats, and disparagement for merely playing professional golf for another promoter and embracing competition for their services. That's a hard one to fight.
Yeah, but at the same time, memo that Jay Monahan sent out would go on to say, Paul, it's an attempt to use the tour platform to promote themselves and to free ride on your benefits and efforts. To allow re-entry into our events compromises the tour and the competition to the detriment of our organization, our players, our partners, and our fans. Now, certainly you could make the case that if you're a player that bolted to live, you want your cake and eat it too. Is this viable?
They can't plead poverty. We know that for sure because every one of them is rich now, richer than they were.
Well, and there's no doubt about it. So, you know, Jay Monahan as the commissioner, that's his job to ensure, and I hate to use this from the National Football League, the integrity of the game. And, you know, when the live whispers were going on and Mickelson and DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson.
We have to run in 10 seconds, so wrap her up.
Well, they were told in short order, okay, you can do that, but if you do, here's what's happened. I can't imagine that the PGA Tour would levy those rules down on them not doing their legal background check.
Good job. You bought us an extra minute. So anyway, we went past the sweep.
I'm good for something.
Yes, you are, and you're good for a lot. And if I'm not mistaken, you did get a hole-in-one, which does that and staying at a Holiday Inn Express puts you right up there with anyone else who can talk about the PGA or the LIV Tour, which would include our friend Sean Bolegian. I'm going to give you the last word, Sean, because now we have 25 seconds left.
No, it's one of those situations where I think what Jay said, if this is an arms race and the only weapons here are dollar bills, the PGA Tour can't compete. And I think that's exactly what LIV is counting on, is we're going to win with money, not only in court, but out of court as well.
And I think they have, I don't know what the contracts said when they signed them with the PGA Tour, but that'll be important if they did sign contracts. As we continue here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.